an arrow. I've got some colored lights at home. I'm turning Japanese in the dirt to my knees. My head is full of furniture from. We're always messy. I'd like to get a dress for success. We have to do electrical tests just to see which kind of highlights is best. I've always had the sun in my eyes. No way up to it till it dries. But your baby's just got something exotic up in my brain. We slid down the mountain. I've always had the sun in my eyes. No way up to it till it dries.
That's on SL Records from an EP called Bondi's Hollow. Barrichello and Gerald Davis. And the last email of the night, and I shall take the other ones from tonight home and try and incorporate them into tomorrow night's programme. But this is from Mike Barron, and he says, my daughter is 20 next week, doesn't give her name, alas, is next door painting her little brother's bedroom whilst I'm playing on the PC. I was just reminiscing about how I used to listen to the sessions years ago instead of doing my homework. She wanted to know how old you were because you play some really good stuff. It's all really good stuff, not just some really good stuff. Play something for her, please. Well, I can't, Mike, because you haven't given us a name. But the last track in tonight's programme, anyway, comes from SI Futures, from the Mission Statement LP. Lamo's been playing track 12 on here, We Are Not a Rock Band, and quite rightly so. It's on Nova Mute Records, by the way. So I won't play that one. I'll play this because it seems appropriate. Coming up to midnight, it's the news.
What? You're a disc jockey? What's that? Is that a timetable? Well, get on it. It's your time.
Right you are, Jerry.
Dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. I knew there was something wrong with that.
Thank you.
That's SI Futures, Cy Beg, if you like, on Nova Mute Records, from the LP The Mission Statement. Thanks very much for listening. This is called The News. Radio 1. And at 12 midnight, it's Richard Westcott.
Another record year for A-levels. Radio 1 News Meet. For the 18th consecutive year, A-level passes have gone up. 9 out of 10 candidates passed, and the number getting grade A's has also risen. More than 86% of pupils passed the new AS levels.
John Peel. I'm sure there is going to be more than one unpleasant surprise before we're done. Radio
1. Hello. There's nothing that says you've got to start the programme with a lot of noise, you know. That's Lally Pooner on More Music Records, M-O-R-R, from the LP Scary World Theory. By Pet was the title of that. And in the course of tonight's programme, which features, as you must know by now, the repeat of that session from The Strokes, we're going to give away tickets to see Lift to Experience in our Maid of Vale studios next Wednesday night. This is Rock of Travolta. That's Rocket Travolta doing it to you, and I love it when a plan comes together, which is on Truck Records. And don't forget, if you want to send us any emails, john.peel@bbc.co.uk. And tonight, as I mentioned earlier, a repeat of the session from The Strokes. And of them it is written, this is a repeat of the debut session, I think I made that clear already. When the session was first broadcast in June, they were due to tour the UK, when their drummer, Fab, unfortunately broke his hand, and some dates had to be cancelled. They're now rescheduled these dates, and they'll be playing on Thursday, tomorrow in fact, Sheffield at the Leadmill. On Friday, the Reading Festival. On Saturday, Leeds Festival. Sunday the 26th, Glasgow Green. And Tuesday the 28th, just a couple of days before my birthday, of course, Liverpool Lomax. And then probably going somewhere else to celebrate my birthday. What are they doing after they've played Liverpool? And lost, of course, as everybody's bound to this season. This album is this. It'll be released in the UK on the 27th of August, and the new single Last Night, due to come out in mid-October. The Strokes will be playing the Irving Plaza in New York on September the 14th, in case you want to go over that. And their US tour begins on September the 26th. They're then heading across the Atlantic for their European tour, which will start on November the 6th, with the UK leg beginning around November the 21st. Time, I think, for a tune.
I mean, my life, it don't matter.
There go your strokes in session. Barely legal, of course. With me talking over the end of it, but that's pissed one or two people off. Anyway, information about the Reading and Leeds Festival, which Lamo read out earlier on, but you may not have heard it. As you probably know, the Strokes are playing the festival of the weekend. I've mentioned that already, of course. And they were booked into the evening session tent way back in March. But, of course, since then, their profile has risen enormously. And after a few weeks of consideration, the main fiddler decided to move the band onto the main stage. Obviously, if I was doing the evening session, I'd be hopping about that. But that's probably why I got booted out of Reading anyway. Because this way, basically, more people will get the chance to see them, so if you're off to either festival this weekend, bear that in mind. The time of the Strokes' performances have not changed, they're still 4:35, but you and thousands of others will be able to see them on the main stages instead of the evening session stage. Love is not a gamble. These are the Techniques. Oh, made me jump. Another 12-inch on MFS Records. It's by Cyber Secrecy. And it's called Colours of Progressive, whatever that may mean. And before that, it was a track from the Metro compilation, Rocksteady Soul, The Techniques, Love is Not a Gamble. That's Scrotum Grinder, of course, on Prank Records, the greatest sonic abomination ever, the title of the EP, and that track was Notes for an Uproarious Comedy Show. And I was listening prior to the programme to the forthcoming LP on Chemical Underground Records from Areogram. Very nice it is, too. If I don't talk too much, I might get a track into tonight's programme. But it says at the bottom of the press notes, it's noted that Areogram are also co-conspirators, along with Mogwai's Dominic, in Glasgow's, possibly the UK's, only Sunday afternoon metal disco, which is called Deathlehem, which we think is a great name, and we rather wish that we'd thought of it first. Keeping it spiritual. You'll have recognised, of course, the unmistakable vocal stylings of Blind Willie Harris, recorded sometime between 1928 and 1951, quite a broad range, I must say, from the LP Guitar Evangelists on Document Records of Austria, and that's called Where He Leads Me, I Will Follow. This is Reindeer section and a tune called If Everything Fell Quiet.
Be my guide, be my pilot. The breath on my face. Be the arms aching for me. Be the heart in my chest. This is the way I want you to look in my. I couldn't face another night like that again. Be my hope, I'll be your hope. Be the hair that knots with my hair. Be the drink when I Thursday. Be the hand I'll hold at night. This is the way I want you to look in my eyes. I couldn't face another night like that.
That's from the LP called, rather puzzlingly, I think, You'll Get Scared Now, do you hear? That's on Bright Star Records, the Reindeer section. Loads of people from Glasgow and from loads of different bands, like Arab Strap, Astrid, Bell and Sebastian, Mogwai, Eva, so on and so on and so on and so on. And that track was called If Everything Fell Quiet. And here's a tune I played last week, and it went down rather well.
Syniad y fi pam i'n troi chi i'w gymryd y bobl i ddanso yn ystod yn oson. Os yw pawb yn ystafell i ddanso un can, dwi'n credu bod fi'n cyfiannus. Dwi'n dyst yn dechrau rhyw syniad. Os i'n cael ymateb i rhyw fath o gyddoriaeth yn gynnar, na i chwarae mwy o hwnnw. A wedyn ni disgwyl ar diwedd y noson, a chwarae stwff mwy cwr cwri yn gynnar eich hwnnw. So nes mae'r cwr rhywbeth yn y gwydanso yn gynnar. Dwi'n un o'r bobl a sydd ddim yn dilyn rhyw procedures. Dwi'n ceisio cael peaks and troughs yn ystod y noson. Dwi hefyd yn meddwl, dylen ni'r chwarae can araf, ddylai rhwng tua quarter i ddau, rhwng tri quarter yr awr cyn diwedd y noson. A wedyn ni ti'n mynd am rhyw smwch rhywle, a ti'n cael nifer o bobl allan sy'n smwchio am y lle lle meddwl, mae'n boring, so mae'n meddwl mynd i'r bar. Mae'r hen gynnu o'n dal i, dyn ni'n allan, ti'n ma Tom Jones, merched, bach yn hun yn lygo, Abba, ti'n gwybod rhywbeth fel Bob Marley yn ddim yn gan cwyd yma. So, mae'n ei gynnu o'n sy'n gwybod bod pobl yn mynd i am ateb i. Bydd nhw'n mynd i llenwi'r llawn dan sygd yna sy'n gwybod yn y lle iawn a bydd amser iawn. Lle mae'n i di bod yn chwarae tipyn o ychyngolwgan y calon. A mae'n bach yn ei eisiau fan hyn, nes mae'n cael eich siw gymaint o eplaid yn ni. Wel, mae'n dweud H. Davis, band rock and roll. Mae hwnna ddal os ydym yn ffefryn am y llun. Dwi'n stwff beat i. Dwi'n gwasaeth deg lan i 90. Mae ys beat da iawn yr ad, gallu dansa dda fe. Dwi'n mynd rhi cyn ar y stwff trwm. Dwi'n mynd mewn i drum and bass. Dwi'n mynd mewn i techno. Mae stwff commercial yn an iawn da fi. Gallu diwar y cyrff bach yn wahanol. Can i cymryd lloi gyda llan rwst. do hefyd yn ygo can gan Fleetwood. Oh, yesgyn. Hello. Byddai'n anawr, oce. Okay.
That's Skep, S-K-E-P, on Dockrad Records from an EP called Bingo. Hey Mr. DJ is the title of it. And time now, seeing as it's about 28 minutes to 11, to have our competition. Now, this is to see Live to Experience in our Maida Vale studios next Wednesday night. Right, and we're going to give away 14 pairs of tickets. I'm not quite sure. Why do we decide on these arbitrary numbers like 14 or 15? Fun. Just fun. Okay. A voice speaks to you and says 14, and you react to that. Okay. It's an insultingly simple multiple-choice question, and as always, you have to take seven winners from the emails, seven from the phone. john.peel@bbc.co.uk for emailers, 08700 100 100 for phoners. And the band Live to Experience, do they come from Denton, Pennsylvania, Denton, Manchester, or Denton, Texas? That's the question. Insultingly easy, as I say. john.peel@bbc.co.uk, 08700 100 100, and we'll give you the names of the winners pretty darn soon, because I don't think it's going to be too long before we fill up those vacancies. And here's another tune from The Strokes to keep you going, Hard to Explain. noticed that I didn't talk over the end of that one. That's from the Strokes, Hard to Explain. Two more from them before the end of the programme. And Jasper in Barcelona raises a point which I meant to raise myself but had forgotten to do. He said, today I read the Wires review of Sonar and skimmed through to see what they had to say about your set. And quite frankly, it was rather perplexing. Very highfalutin stuff. Have you read it? Is what they describe exactly what you set out to do? Anyway, we liked it and danced the whole way through. I wish I'd got the Wire thing with me because, I mean, it set the whole thing in some kind of sociological context, and as though what I was doing was kind of tracing the history of, you know what I mean, it was as though there was some kind of point that I was trying to make underlying the selection of music and the order in which the records were played, which of course is, I mean, nice of them to think that that was the case, not bright enough to do that, but of course it was complete nonsense. I just played a lot of records that I liked and segued them one with another, but there was no sociological point that I was trying to make. Hello there, that's Joe Wiley. What's she doing in the building this time of night? Go home. And, but it was nice of the Wire to think that it was possible, but really, no, there was no agenda to it at all, just a lot of nice tunes. And hopefully I shall be able to replicate the thing next year at Sonar 2002. Slightly different records, hopefully. Right, where am I now? This is Solex, and a track from the forthcoming LP, Low Kick and Hard Bop. Have you no shame, girl? Solex, Elizabeth Esselink from the forthcoming LP Low Kick and Hard Bop on Matador Records. Have you no shame, girl? And an email here from George Forsyth, who always emails back to correct my pronunciation, because I always say Forsyth, and it's Forsyth, because it's Scottish. And he says, GCSE results tomorrow, and there'll be thousands of students having a sleepless night in anticipation of opening the envelope. I do feel for them, which is a bit rich, given the stress that we teachers put our students under. I can remember back to when I got my results, and I was in a terrible state of anxiety. anxiety. Normally at this stage I say that I did so badly and I never worried about it at all and it didn't matter. But I won't do that this time because people must be fed up with hearing it. And it must be a lot worse now. Back then, 20 years ago, we were not under any stress, put under any undue stress by our teachers. It's not right, really. So as I ramble on, says George, dedicate something twangy for all of my students who have that hideous weight. I hope they all get the results they want. Well, I think it'd be better actually to give them something rather tranquil and lovely. So, students, this is for you. That's Charlie Coons and a track from the LP The Best Of, or The Very Best Of, actually. Three tunes. A Star Fell Out of Heaven, Serenade in the... And actually, our computer doesn't go so far as to give me all of the titles. Serenade in the Night and A Fine Romance, which we thought we'd played last night, but hadn't. We'd played something completely different. And more from Charlie Coons in tomorrow night's programme, I don't doubt. But I'm sure you found that very restful and... lovely, generally speaking. Right, the names of the winners of our competition, the people who will come and see Lift to Experience play live in our Maid of Our studios next Wednesday, and of course you'll be able to hear it on the programme. Peter Baxter, North London, Graham Scott on the M6. One hopes not on, on a permanent basis. Duncan Marshall, Hartford. Keld Buckeridge, which is a grand name, in Swindon. Had a good win tonight, I think. At least the last score I saw go up will have pleased our chum George from Swindon. Angie Walker, Alexis Lyons and Martin Ridges, all from London. And then just a bunch of names here, actually. No idea where they all come from. Is this Christoph without an E on the end? Christoph Sperling, OK. Andrew Turner, Rowan Williams, Nigel Rose, James Bartley, Steve Mullins, Patrick Maynard Scott, Smith, that's a familiar name, and Dave Stockwell. Once again, mainly blokes, in fact, all blokes, except for Angie Walker. There you go. But anyway, they'll all be very welcome, regardless of their sex, next Wednesday night at our Maid of Vale studios. And here for no particular reason, well, actually, for a very particular reason, as you'll discover, this is An Oldie But Goodie.
trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. No, don't go out tonight. It's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. No, don't go out tonight. It's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise.
Nice too. That's seldom seen.